I want to discuss this evening, we're going to continue from Simen Shin, Samech Gimel, Tziv Chav Zayin, and Chav Ches, Mitzvah Hashem. But prior to do so, I want to discuss a fascinating Mekor Chaim, which I believe is one of the very controversial, not controversial, it's not the right word, one of the challenges of any Eruv, which is set up and established nowadays, any Tzuras HaPesach. So I'd like to show with you, I want to learn with you, page 446, in the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Kuf Yud Gimel, he brings over here a Mekor Chaim. And it's three lines, but we've got to see this inside. So I am on page 446, I'm in the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Kuf Yud Gimel, and I'm going down all the way till the word Imamid Akonim. And it's just literally three lines before Kuf Yud Aleph. I've gotten Kuf Yud Aleph. So the line starts with the word She'enu Masuyim. So can I just show over here with my hand where it is? It's over here, where I'm pointing my finger now. Okay. So it's the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Imaymid Akonim Pesoy Chabais. So we're discussing now a little bit more detailed of Tzuras HaPesach. What happens if you establish a Tzuras HaPesach in the house, say you've got a mavoi, and you want to put the actual beams, you want to put them in the house, not the way it is in picture number 896, but you want to put the konim in the house, and you know what, the strings are going to stick, the string is going to be sticking out from the windows.
How can you do that?
Why not? Much safer that way. Much safer. Put a you know what? This is a perfect example. Look at that, this pillow over here. This. Perfect. I'm putting a thing over here and I'm stretching it out all the way. I'm taking it out of the window like this. Okay, because I'm fed up with council restrictions. I'm fed up with all complications. Oh, you know what? I'm asking the neighbors. I'm going to pull it through over here. Okay, I'm going all the way to the neighbors. Forget about council restrictions. Two houses, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now it makes sense. Okay, so I want to do that. Why do I want to do it that way? Because first of all, it's much more solid. The attachment is more. It's better. It's more solid. It's going to last longer. And like this, I'm safe. I'm going to, you know, like this. Oh, leave out the lechi for the moment. Leaving out the lechi. So if I just pull it out like this, does it work or not? So Mishneh Berurah gives this example. If it's within a fence, and that's, can I just ask you to look in the back, the page number 12, please, picture number 100. So page 12 in the back, picture 100, within a fence, within an enclosed area. Does this work or not? Naftali, give a guess. Doesn't work. Imaymid Akonim, I'm reading the Mishneh Berurah. If you establish the konim, the beams, Pesuch Habayis in a house, or Pesuch Godel within a fenced area, Hamukav Babu Choysa, which is enclosed from four sides, Lav Klum Hu, it is not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. It does not work. Even if one of the two sides is an enclosed area, and the other beam is not in an enclosed area, nevertheless it's possible. So I want to look very closely at picture number 12. This does not work. Because it's an enclosed area, both beams are enclosed. Tzuras HaPesach is possible. So therefore, our case over here is also no good, because it's in the house, and therefore this, if you pull the string, the Tzuras HaPesach over here, it's possible, it doesn't work. It's possible. And not only that, but if it's an enclosed area, any enclosed area, without a roof, even if it's an enclosed area, even on one side, the Tzuras HaPesach is no good. Now, why is it not working? Why is it no good? Uh-huh. And why does this? Why is he not? Why is he not good? Very good. Oh, very good. Chaim says very correctly, because those poles need to be in Rosh Hashanah. And if those poles are not in Rosh Hashanah, then it's not. It's the whole Tzuras HaPesach needs to be. The Tzuras HaPesach again is a. It's as if it's a Tzuras HaPesach. It's a structure of a door. And that needs to be in Rosh Hashanah. If it's in a Rosh Hashanah, then it, you're missing the point. It can't be in it. Therefore, it doesn't work. Yeah. Tzuras HaPesach is the door. No. So now, okay. So Rabbi Sai, we go a bit a step further. So imagine you make a Tzuras HaPesach in an enclosed area, in a front garden. Front garden, which just has a bit of a bush in the front. So it's the Pesach in the front garden. Yeah. Like you have a, you put it like behind the bush. You put one pole behind the bush and string the Tzuras HaPesach on top of it, and you keep going all the way to the other side. According to what we're seeing now, the halacha is, it's possible. Okay, and the reason is because it's being damaged from the fact that it's in Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yisai, this is really, really important, because what we're seeing now over here is that the poles need to be in Rosh Hashanah, and if the poles are in an area which is Rosh Hashanah, that invalidates, there's a wall in front that invalidates the Tzuras HaPesach. Consequently, imagine you have got a following scenario. And this is a really, really, really difficult one. You have got a Tzuras HaPesach which goes over a wall. Say even the Tzuras HaPesach is in Rosh Hashanah. Both sides in Rosh Hashanah. But it crosses a wall. Yeah. Very good, because, yeah. Good, very good. So one thing, before we go to your case, the actual one on Mobay Road, as we saw the other day, this one just over here, it's you have got the same issue here in principle, really, that it starts on one Rosh Hashanah and it ends off another Rosh Hashanah. So really, why does Tzuras HaPesach work? How does it help? How does it work? You've got a problem over here, because both poles are really starting in Rosh Hashanah. And that's the problem. And then you're saying that you've got the same over the A41. Barriers in the middle should break anyway. So Rabbi Yisai, what we are seeing now is that whenever you've got really a wall, according to the Mekor Chaim that we're seeing, Mishabu is actually a Mekor Chaim. When you've got a wall, as in picture number 100, when you've got a wall which is under the Tzuras HaPesach, you are damaging the Tzuras HaPesach. A wall damages the Tzuras HaPesach. And this enables, as Chaim explained, that the wall, you need to ensure that it's pure Rosh Hashanah. If you've got a wall in the middle, that the wall is as if you've got a new mechitza, and you cannot have a deles going over a mechitza. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, we can even go a step further and ask, what happens if the Tzuras HaPesach goes over a skip? A skip, Rabbi Yisai. What's a skip? Halachically, what's the definition of a skip? It's a Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah? 10 high. It's definitely Rosh Hashanah. A skip is Rosh Hashanah, no doubt. So if you've got a Tzuras HaPesach going over a skip, according to this Mekor Chaim, what would be the halacha? Possible. Probably possible, yeah.
So when they're checking, they will.
I want to say even worse than that. Even worse. Yeah, what would you, very good. I want to tell you even more than that. No, they won't, because I want to ask even more than that. What's the halachic definition of a dustbin? What's the dustbin, a wheelie bin? What is it? It's 10 tefachim high, 4 and 4. So imagine a wheelie bin ends up on the Tzuras HaPesach. What are you going to do? What is the El Apostle now? What about a car? A car! Kaiser is Yochit, without a doubt. So what's the answer? What is the answer? So I want to say, Rabbi Yisrael, this is a serious issue. Because what we are learning now, this is the Mekor Chaim, Mishnah quotes the Mekor Chaim. And according to Mekor Chaim, whenever there's a mechitza, a wall, under a Tzuras HaPesach, you've damaged the Tzuras HaPesach. He says it very clearly. So we have a problem. How do you deal with all this? And indeed, as Reb Gideon Tainas, that they have allowed for this very Mekor Chaim that we're mentioning now, that is the background of making in the A41, they don't want to go across this barrier in the middle, because the barrier in the middle is damaging Tzuras HaPesach. He goes, this is the problem. What you could do, and what is commonly done, is what we saw in the picture, an earlier picture. Picture number, yes, the lechi is the lechayim. Where is that picture of the lechi, Chaim? Do you remember? So what we've got to do is which page? After what? 436. That's it. Page 60. That's the one. Thank you so much, Chaim Yeshua Levi. Okay, look at page 60. Why does that help? So Chaim Yehoshua Levi Tainus, and he's quite right, that what you've got to do is to put the lechi under the Tzuras HaPesach, as in picture 60, on the left-hand side. Because by doing that, what are you achieving? What are you achieving? Now this is very, very important for the Mekor Chaim, gentlemen. Extremely, extremely important for the Mekor Chaim. What you've got to do is this picture on the 60 on the left-hand side. What you're doing is, by having this lechi on the left-hand side, you're actually stating and making that the Tzuras HaPesach starts by the lechi, and it does not start by the pole. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay, Pseda. Yeah, so should we just call it a board, yeah? Yeah. I don't want to use the word kone, but it is, so that board, because what you're doing with it, you could call it a lechi. It is a lechi, so I'm saying you can call it a lechi. So what really does is that by it going all the way up by going up, what we're basically saying is the halachic, this halachically, the board goes up and up and up all the way till the string, and therefore what happens is that the starting point of the Tzuras HaPesach is on top of the board and not by the pole on the left hand side. And that's what, so that means that even if the pole on the left hand side is in a Rishus Yochid, it does not matter, because ultimately the Tzuras HaPesach starts on top of the board and not by the pole. And this is what we have over here on Mowbray Road, a very, very normal, very typical example, that whilst, yes, of course, the string starts in Rosh Yochit on both sides, but the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't start there. The Tzuras HaPesach starts mamash by the street. On both sides, there is a board positioned on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side. And we are saying that this board is the starting point of the Tzuras HaPesach on both the left and on the right-hand side. And it does not matter the fact that the string continues right into Shas Yochid. That's the way to sort it out. Yeah. He needs a hecker anyway. He needs a hecker anyway. He needs a pass anyway. Yeah, but this is the chotza. It will still. Ah, I see. Why do you need?
Why do you need something next to the barrier?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because generally, a Tzuras HaPesach, it needs to be placed there for the sake of the Tzuras HaPesach. Let me think about this, but I think it needs to be put there for the sake of Tzuras HaPesach. I think that naturally it won't work. I think you need to put it for the sake of Seder Pesach, but I have to find a Mamakum for that, yeah. So that doesn't. You're right. That doesn't. That problem of the wheelie bins and the cars and the skips is still a problem. So the answer to that must be the way some Achronim want to learn the Mishnah Berurah. Can we look at the Mishnah Berurah's words again in Sifkot and Kuf Yud Gimel? Very good. Thanks for reminding me. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Kuf Yud Gimel, look at the words. In my mid akonim b'seich habayis, if you put the poles in a house, oy b'seich kodah in a enclosed area within the fences, hamukov pe'abu l'choy. So what does that mean? Hamukov surrounded pe'abu l'choy from four walls. So that's picture 100, right? Picture 101. What are we seeing there? That it's enclosed. By picture 100, what do we see? That it's enclosed. The pole is enclosed. Four walls. So some achronim want to be medayek. You can either buy it or take it or leave it. Want to be medayek that it could be that this halacha is only if the poles are surrounded by. But page 12 in the back. Page 12 in the back, picture 100. You could hold and you could argue that this is only if it's surrounded by four walls. But imagine, leave out the walls of it. Imagine there's just one wall next to the mavui, between the mavui and the pole. There's only one wall. You could argue that the Mishnah Berurah is not machmir. Because the Mekor Chaim only, Mishnah Berurah owns it only as mukuf abu chosav, if the pole is surrounded by four walls, but if it's surrounded by one wall only, the problem wouldn't apply. What about any tree? The tree is a problem. One second, Naftali, what do you say? In my mid akonim b'seich habayis b'seich kodah hamukav abu chosav. I hear. It's another duke. I hear. That I didn't see in the achronim, but the achronim want to hold. Therefore, that skip is not a problem. Car is not a problem. Wall's not a problem. Because it's only a problem if you touch it over here. So now this over here is surrounded by four walls. And therefore, this string is a problem. Because it's completely surrounded. But if there's no wall over here, there's no wall over here, there's just one wall over here, and it's going like this, like there's a wall underneath, then it's not going to be a problem according to some. And that's the way. You're going to have to, if we want to save our Eruv, if we want to save our Tzoras HaPesach from the skips and from the wheelie bins and from the cars, that's Mistom what you've got to say. I don't see any way out. But it could be Meduik in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. So what you want to say? Why would the tree be a problem? Why is it stopping it? In what way? Halachically, in what way? I mean, the fact that it's a technical obstruction. I mean, what if a person is underneath it? You wouldn't say that problem, right? It's only a problem if it's a mechitza. Is the actual tree Rishus Yochid? If it is, then you've got the same kasha than the wheelie bin. Yeah, if it is, then you've got the same problem than a. They do, yeah. There's an old problem with the trees. That is, there's a problem that they cut them off because they tend to disturb, they damage the game. But I want to say, I remember speaking to Rabbi Lieberman about this, and this Mekachem is an issue. It's a real issue. It's a real issue. It really is an issue. Okay, I want to. Pardon?
What did you say about the car?
So that you have to just assume. If I'm not mistaken, it's 7 years ago, but I think he said that. We don't pass like the Mekor Chaim. We're lenient for the Mekor Chaim. We're only saying it's a problem if it's surrounded by numerous walls. But if it's just one wall, it's not a problem. So a skip is only one wall. A car is only one wall because it goes up like this. It's one wall. Sif Chav Zayin, Rabbi Sai. I want to do Chav Zayin. Chatzah she'ol ko yoyser al rochbo. If it's the length of the courtyard is greater than the width, Tinok Mavui is considered a Mavui. Venita Balech Kore, you can be, it's mutter through good, it's got a loch of a Mavui. And therefore, if you put the Lech Kore there, it's fine. Avok Bish Ancient Chatzeres of Vatim Suchim Rezoicha, although there is no Chatzeres and Botim that go into this Mavui. It's just a Mavui like this. Nevertheless, Hoyle Veino Kore of Lushus Rabim, Elo Posuach Le Mavui, Famavu Le Posuach Lushus Rabim, but it's still okay because it's not directly. It's not directly going to Rosh Hashanah. There's like an area between that and Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's considered a chotzer, and therefore it's mutter through a lechi on a koira. Okay, we carry on a little bit. Move on a little bit. If chav ches mavui shein brach boyos l'shloish tefachim, if you got a mavui that its width is not three tefachim, hen etzorach shum tikkun, does not need a tikkun. So imagine that it's a very very small mavui, and Baruch boy is width. Yeah. Yeah. So it's the end Baruch boy shlosh tefachim. It's less than three tefachim. And it's a chshim tikkun. You do not need any, you need to do anything to carry there. No lechi, no tzos ha-pesach, no kair, nothing. Shuk is awesome because consider it if it's closed. It's if it's closed. Some say to call shayim, but arba tefachim. Some say that you've got to need four tefachim. Or less, if it's four tefachim or less, and so shum tikkun, you don't need any tikkun. Let's start with chav tes. If you've got a mavui which looks like picture 105, one side goes into the sea, and the other side goes into the dustbin, the public dustbin. I don't know if you want to live there. Because one side leads into the water, into the sea, and one side into the public dump. No. It's not probably the most attractive place to live, but if you've got that kind of place, then halacha is enter chlum. You do not need anything. No lechi, no kor, no tzuras haPesach. Why is that? Shash b'shul Rabbi Minasul is panos because it's considered if it's completely closed off. The public dump, people generally leave the public dump. Nobody's going to bother clearing it up, so it's considered as if the wall. So the top side, you've got a wall there. It's considered if you've got a wall. V'ein choshen shemayale ayam sirtoin. In regards to the other side, once you've got a river there, you don't assume it to go dry. It's going to stay like this for a long time. It's not going to be a place that you're going to start end up planting seeds there. It's going to be closed off. So you've got a mavi which is closed off on both sides. No. Whilst I appreciate that the back side, the top, that's going to be the dump is going to remain a dump forever because it's a public dump. Nobody bothers clearing it up. But the front one, that could be that it's going to dry. You never know. Rivers sometimes go dry. So the first opinion holds, don't worry about it. It's going to be considered machitza. And the other opinion holds that, no, this might go dry. And therefore, you do need some, it's considered a mavui, like regular mavui. You've got to put the lechi or a koira on the front. Okay, we'll stop over here. I wish you a very good evening. And a very freilich and Purim. Shabitaka Purim full of Yeshuas.